Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Palace at Coldwater High School for tonight's volleyball matchup between Fort Recovery and the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. Fort Recovery comes in at 7-6 on the year, 3-2 in the MAC Conference. Coldwater 14-2 on the year, but they are also 3-2 in the MAC Conference. Conference leaders this week are New Bremen and New Knoxville. They're the only undefeated teams in the conference with 5-0 records. Fort Recovery, Coldwater, and St. Henry all have 3-2 records. Parkway and Versailles are 2-3. Marion Local and Minster are 1-4. And St. John's at the bottom of the heap, they are 0-5 on the year. Fort Recovery won the junior varsity match tonight in two sets, 25-18, 25-13. So congratulations to the Lady Indians on their conference victory. They've won almost all their, all except I think one, they've won almost all their conference matchups here. In fact, they've won almost all their matches, period, here in 2021. So the two teams have been announced, and we're about set to go here from the Palace. Fort Recovery will be serving from our right to our left, and Coldwater from the left to the right. I know they tossed a coin to determine who's going to be the first serve, and can't tell who it is. I think it might be Coldwater. Let's wait and see here. Fort Recovery has Whitley Rammel, Tegan Fortkamp, Mara Pearson, Grace Guggenbiller, Faith Wendell, and also Marissa Garkey out there right now for the Lady Indians. And it is going to be Fort Recovery serving first, and Grace Guggenbiller is going to go back and serve for the Lady Indians. So here we go. MAC conference matchup tonight between Fort Recovery and Coldwater. Serve is a little bit too long. Service error, and that's the first point of the match. Going to Coldwater, it's 1-0. Now, that's not exactly how Fort Recovery envisioned starting the match, but it's the way it worked out. Here is Spencer Etzler serving for Coldwater. Good serve. A battle at the net. There's the kill. And that was Kendra Clooney who picked up the kill. Make it 2-0. Coldwater in the lead. Give Spencer Etzler a service point, and she will serve again. And this one is too long, service error. So each team has a service error. Speaking of Etzler, I want to say hi to Chuck and Kathy Etzler. If they're listening in tonight, I don't think they're here this evening. I'm sure that's their granddaughter out there, Spencer. And their son and daughter-in-law are the coaches on this team. And there's Whitley Rammel getting a kill for Fort Recovery, inside out Fort Recovery. Whitley had unofficially, I had her with 21 kills the other day in the win against Lima Shawnee. Tegan Fortkamp now serving for Fort Recovery, and it's too long. Two serves for Fort Recovery, two service errors. Not good. Not a good way to start. Now going back to serve for Coldwater is Candace Blockberger. Here comes the serve from Candace. It's a good one, dug out by Fort Recovery. Here's the hit back over by Marissa Garkey. Coldwater will free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Garkey to Tegan Fortkamp, who sets for Whitley Rammel. Whitley, a really nice smash, but saved by Coldwater. Back over to Fort Recovery on the free ball. Tegan Fortkamp to Whitley Rammel. Rammel tries to get a quick kill. They can't get it done. Back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Mara on the hit, played by Coldwater. Here's an outside smash and a block by Fort Recovery's Whitley Rammel, but it went out of bounds. So I think, I believe that was Morgan Blassingame who picked up the kill there for Coldwater. Here's another serve by Candace Blockberger, and it's a good serve, and Port Recovery ends up getting the side out here, I believe. Yes, they did. Sorry, I missed who put that down on the floor, but Port Recovery picked up the point, and it's 4-3. Coldwater leads by one. Here's Audra Bupp back to serve now for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve, dug out. The set and the hits. Played by Bupp to Tegan Fortkamp. Whitley Rammel gets it over and got the kill. Whitley Rammel on the kill. Of course, Whitley's a senior, one of the finer players, without question, in the MAC conference. Rob Weaver here. Eric Catterly is our studio producer. Audra Bupp picks up the service point there a moment ago, and she hits a service error this time. That is three service errors on Fort Recovery. Here early in this first set, that is just not a good indicator. Here's Aubrey Kester serving for Coldwater. Good serve. And hitting it back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke sets for Marissa Garkey. A smash blocked. Fort Recovery plays it. Here's a battle at the net. And Whitley Randall hits it over. They're going to say Coldwater was in the net. Point Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel back to serve now for the Lady Indians. 5-5. We're all tied up here in the first set. Coldwater and Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel's on the serve. Good serve. Here's the set for Coldwater. The smash and the kill. And that was Morgan Blassingame from her middle hitting position. She is only a freshman for Coldwater. And it's side out Coldwater, and Coldwater takes the lead 6-5. Now back to serve is Jenna Ligers. Ligers' serve is good, dug out by Kanapke. Here's the set by Tegan Fortkamp to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller on the cross court hit, played by Coldwater. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Dug out by Bupp. Tegan Fortkamp. Free balling it over is Aubrey Kanapke. At the net for Coldwater. The hit back over and right on the back corner. For the kill was Spencer Etzler. Nice kill by Etzler. Beautiful hit there. So Jenna Ligers will have another serve. 7-5 now. Coldwater with the 2-point lead. This is good. Dug out by Aubrey Kanapke. Tegan Fortkamp to Marissa Garkey. Garkey free balls it over, and they're going to call a carry there on Fort Recovery. So point Coldwater. Ligers picks up another service point, and she'll serve again. And Alette serve and got the kill. Alette serve, and those are oftentimes hard to play, and that one sure was. Not blaming Fort Recovery for that one. So give Ligers an ace serve on that, and she'll serve again. It's now 9-5. And another ace serve as Aubrey Kanapke could not play that. It's 10-5. And Fort Recovery wants timeout here. It's Coldwater leading 10-5 in the first set. We'll be back here in just a moment from the Palace at Coldwater High School.
Hey, Arlen, do you know what time it is?
School time?
Well, that too, but it's harvest time. Farmers will be going to and from fields, so be on the lookout for large machinery on the roads when you are out driving around. Also, farmers, keep your equipment in safe and good working condition, and have a great harvest.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Call us about your corn marketing needs at 800-637-7161. That was 800-637-7161.
Well, it was a battle for a while there, back and forth, but now Coldwater's taken a 5-point lead here, 10-5 in this first set. Part of Fort Recovery's problems have had three service errors in this first set. And Jenna Ligers will go back to serve again. I think she has 5 service points in a row here, including 2 aces. Here's the serve from Ligers. It's good again, dug out by Aubrey Knapke to Tegan Forkamp, who was set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey on the hit. Coldwater plays it, and a block. And we've got Port Recovery picking up the point. They say double hit on Coldwater. So side out, Fort Recovery. In comes Faith Wendell to serve. Again, both these teams are 3-2 in the MAC. And that's good enough for third place right now. There's a let serve, but no problem to play for Coldwater. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the set. And Grace Guggenbiller got the kill. Right at the net, set for Grace, and she got the kill. That was just a finesse kill there. It wasn't a thundering hit or anything like that. But, hey, they all count the same, and it's 10-7. Service point there for Faith Wendell. She'll serve again. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. It was bumped to the net, and Fort Recovery could not make the return. Called four hits on Fort Recovery, so now it's side out Coldwater. Here's Morgan Blassingame. Back to serve for the Lady Cavaliers. It's now 11-7. Another let serve, and she got another ace out of it. That's at least the second let serve that Coldwater's had tonight, not by Blassingame, but she's one of them. Good serve by Blassingame again. Here's Marissa Garkey on the smash, and they're going to say Coldwater was in the net. Point, Fort Recovery. I did not see that, but we'll take it. Marissa Garkey serving. Smashes the volleyball, set to go. Here comes the serve. It's 12-8. Good serve, and an ace serve by Marissa Garkey. Ace serve for Garkey. It's 12-9. Really early going here. Coldwater's kind of dominated the statistics, so Fort Recovery's doing well to be only down by three, 12-9. Another good serve for Garkey. Almost an ace, but not quite. Coldwater has to free ball it over. Here's the dig by Garkey to Faith Wendell. Here's a smash and a kill by Mara Pearson. Faith Wendell gets the assist. Mara Pearson, the kill. That is Mara's first kill. And all of a sudden here, it's 12-10. Fort Recovery, coached by Travis Guggenbiller. And Coldwater by Nikki Exler. Here's the serve. Good serve by Marissa Garkey at the net. Here's the dink, and they didn't get it over. Trying to dink it over was Spencer Etzler. She just didn't get enough mustard on it. And Coldwater could not get it over in three hits. So another service point for Marissa Garkey. She'll serve again. It's 12-11. She could tie it up here. It is a service error into the net. Fourth service error of the set for Fort Recovery. And they're still only down by two, 13-11. Side out Coldwater. Back to serve now for the Lady Cavaliers in their orange jersey. What else but orange? It is Annalise Harlemert, and it's a good serve. And here is the kill, the hit back to Coldwater, but Fort Recovery hit it out of bounds. So point Coldwater. Harlemert will serve again. Good serve. Oh, spoke too soon. No, it's not a good serve. Too long. Service error. That's their second service error. And here's Grace Guggenbiller serving for Fort Recovery. It's 14-12. Lady Indians down by two. And there is an ace right on the back line. Coldwater decided to let that go, and that was a mistake. As Grace Guggenbiller gets an ace serve right on the back line, and that makes it 14-13 now. Grace will serve again. Good serve dug out by Coldwater. Here's the set. The block by Whitley Rammel, and it's out of bounds. Off of Whitley out of bounds, so point Coldwater. Side out Coldwater. They lead 15-13. Here's the serve. It's good. Dug out by Kanapke to Faith Wendell, who will set for Whitley Rammel, and Rammel gets the kill. Whitley Rama with her third kill of the evening, and it's 15-14. Pretty good battle going on here in high school volleyball from the Coldwater High School, the Palace as they call it. Now going back to serve is Tegan Fortkamp for Fort Recovery. I believe this is Tegan's first serving efforts. And the serve is a let serve played by Coldwater. Here's the set and the dink over to Fort Recovery. Pearson to Tegan Fortkamp. Whitley Rammel hits it over. Battle at the net. And Fort Recovery gets it over amazingly. Here's the set for Coldwater. They hit back to Fort Recovery. And there is a kill for Riley Rissmiller. Riley Rissmiller gets the kill for the Cavs. And it's now 16-14. Madison Wendell serving now for Coldwater. It is a good serve dug out by Aubrey Kanapke. Tegan Fortkamp. And a miss hit there by Mara Pearson. And a point for Coldwater. Madison Wendell will serve again. 17-14 score. Coldwater leads by three. Let's serve played by Aubrey Kanapke to Tegan Fortkamp. There's Whitley Rammel back to Coldwater. Here's the set for the Cavs. Hit back to Fort Recovery. And there's a kill for, I believe, let me double check. Yep, that was Jenna Ligers getting the kill for Coldwater. Her first kill of the evening. And it's now 18-14. Another service point for Wendell. Good serve there. Here's Whitley Rammel back to Coldwater. Here's the set at the net. The smash played by Fort Recovery's Kanapke. Here's a deep hit. Fort Recovery plays it to Coldwater. Coldwater trying to free ball it back, and they get it back to Fort Recovery. Rammel will go to Fortkamp. Fortkamp sets for Rammel. Rammel on the outside hit from the right side. Played by Coldwater. Here's a smash by the Lady Cavs by Riley Rissmiller, and it's too hard, out of bounds, over the end line. That gives Fort Recovery a point and side outs. 18-15 now as Audra Bupp will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. Audra's serve is a good one. Dug out by Spencer Etzler. Here's a smash by Coldwater, and that's going to be a kill for Riley Rissmiller. Chris Miller with a kill. It's 19-15, and Coldwater gets side out. And going back to serve now is Aubrey Kester for Coldwater. She's one of the seniors on this team. They only have three. Good serve. Tegan Fortkamp tries to set for Marissa Garkey. Could not get enough elevation on it. Garkey could not hit it back. Point Coldwater. Timeout Fort Recovery. 20-15, Fort Recovery trails by five here in the first set to the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. Cavaliers have the serve. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Don't let the flu bug keep you and your family from staying healthy. As flu season gets underway, Kalp Pharmacy can help you prepare for this flu season. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines, and Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 to schedule your flu vaccine appointment or just stop in. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here at Coldwater, pretty nice group of fans on hand here tonight. They have just one side of the gymnasium pulled out here this evening. Aubrey Kester serving here for Coldwater. 20-15 score, Coldwater by five. Here's Kester's next serve. Too long service error. And that is three service errors now for Coldwater. So we're kind of even in that category. Fort Recovery's had four service errors, Coldwater with three. And here is Whitley Rammel serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by Coldwater to the net. Here's the set. Deep hit. Back to Tegan Fortkamp to Grace Guggenbeller. Here is Lily Luthold on the hit back over. Here's the set by Coldwater. And the kill for Morgan Blassing game. Her third kill of the evening, and now it's side out. Coldwater going back to serve as Jenna Ligers scores 21-16. Coldwater's on the verge of taking this first set here. Here's the serve by Ligers, dug out by Aubrey Kanapke. Fort Camp tries to save it. Luthold tries to free ball it over and cannot get it over. Point, Coldwater. Now 22-16. Here's the next serve by Ligers. It is out of bounds. Out of bounds on the far sideline, so service air. Service air number four for Coldwater, and Fort Recovery will have side out. Faith Wendell, who's a pretty good server, will go back to serve. Lady Indians need a run here. They need to get back in this. They trail by five, 22-17. Good serve there, and there's a nice hit for a kill for Coldwater. I believe that was Ligers on the kill for Coldwater, making it 23-17. And back to serve is Morgan Blasingame. Good serve, and it's an ace serve. And that's about all she wrote. 24-17 now. Coldwater with their set point here. Again, Morgan Blasingame, a freshman serving. And it's off of Whitley Rammel. Saved Tegan Forkamp, able to free ball it over to Coldwater. Here's the smash by Coldwater and the kill. And it's 25-17, and that's the end of that. Getting the kill there was Spencer Etzler for her second kill of the set. So Fort Recovery losing set number one, 25-17, after playing them pretty close. I think it was like 17-15 at one time. But the Lady Indians cannot stay close, and Coldwater wins set one. We'll be back with set number two right after this.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Okay, we're about set for set number two now. Fort Recovery again losing the first set 25-17. Fort Recovery JV won tonight. They won 25-18, 25-13. Coldwater will now serve first. And it's a good serve dug out by Garkey to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Mara Pearson. Pearson on the hit, played by Coldwater. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Garkey to Wendell. Wendell sets for Guggenbiller, and Guggenbiller with the kill. And Fort Recovery grabs the early lead here. Whitley Rammel led Fort Recovery with three kills in the first set, and then one for Guggenbiller and one for Mara Pearson. They didn't have very many. And Coldwater was led in the first set. They had three kills by Morgan Blassingame, two by Jenna Ligers, two by Spencer Etzler, and one by Kendra Clooney. Here we go with Grace Guggenbiller's serve. It is a good serve. The smash and the kill by Riley Rissmiller. That's her third kill of the evening now. One-one tie here. Riley Rissmiller's serve is good. Faith Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. She slams it down for the kill. Boy, you give Whitley any kind of room at all, and she has that kind of a hit. Yeah, you're not going to get to it. That's four kills now for Whitley Rammel. Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leads 2-1, their second lead of the match. Second lead of the set. That might be the second lead of the match. I don't know. Here's a hit by Coldwater, played by Fort Recovery, but to the net and waiting on it and slamming it down on the Fort Recovery side was Madison Wendell for a kill. Side out Coldwater. Madison Wendell goes back to serve. 2-2 tie. Service error for Madison. She hits it into the net. Five service errors now on Coldwater. Fort Recovery has four service errors on the night. And that will bring up Audra Bupp to serve now for Fort Recovery, a 5'5 junior for the Lady Indians. And it's in for an ace. Audra Bupp gets an ace serve as Coldwater let it go and hit on the back line or right before it. 4-2, Fort Recovery. Leads by two. Here's Audra Bupp serving again, this time played by Coldwater, the set. Here's the hit and the kill off of Garkey by Morgan Blassingame for her fourth kill of the set of the match. I think that's her first kill in this set. 4-3 now. 1-point lead for Fort Recovery. And back to serve now for the Lady Cavs is Candace Blockberger. Eighth serve for Blockberger. Went off of Aubrey Kanapke. Could not make the play. Blockberger with an ace serve. Her first ace of the night. And she'll serve again. It's now tied at 4-4. Blockberger serves again, dug out by Aubrey Kanapke to the net and waiting on it and hitting it over, but Fort Recovery plays it back. Garkey back over to Coldwater. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery and a kill by the outside hitter on the left side, Jenna Ligers. That is her third kill of the evening. And serving again will be Candace Blockberger. Blockberger's serve is too long. Service error. Service error number six for Coldwater. And Whitley Rammel goes back to serve now for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We have a 5-5 tie score. Rammel at 6-2, a senior, one of the outstanding players in the MAC. No doubt about it. Here's the set for Coldwater, the hit. Blasting game back to Fort Recovery. Here's Grace Guggenbiller hitting it back to Coldwater, and they say it's in. Guggenbiller gets a kill. That makes it 6-5. Whitley Rammel picks up the service point, and she will serve again. Good serve dug out by Coldwater's Aubrey Kester, and they can't return it. I'm going to go ahead and give her an ace on that. Whitley Rammel, give her an ace serve on that one. 7-5 now. Fort Recovery leads by two. Fort Recovery lost the first set, 25-17. They lead here in the second set, 7-5. Here we go with the next serve for Whitley. It's a good serve dug out by the back line. And just free balling it over his blasting game, and she hits it out of bounds. Fort Recovery point. Whitley Rammel picks up another service point. It's now 8-5, Lady Indians by 3. Rammel's serve is good again, and it's an ace serve. Trying to dig it out was Madison Wendell. She couldn't get any elevation on it and in the right direction, and it's an ace serve for Whitley Rammel. And it's now 9-5, Fort Recovery with their biggest lead of the night at 4 points. And there's a service error for Whitley. Couldn't stand success, I guess. Service error number 5 for the Lady Indians tonight. Side out Coldwater. And here is Jenna Ligers going back to serve for the Lady Cavs. Good serve. Rammel on the dig. Tegan Fort Camp will set for Marissa Garkey, the outside hitter. A nice smash. A battle at the net. Garkey hits it back to Coldwater. Here's the set for the Lady Cavaliers. The dink over. And they're saying, I don't think it would have made any difference. They're saying Fort Recovery was in the net. So point for Coldwater. Ligers will serve again. And service error into the net. Service error number 7 for Coldwater tonight. It's now 10-7. Lady Indians by 3. And here is Faith Wendell coming in to serve for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Rob Weaver here, our studio producer, Eric Catterly. It's a good serve, or is it? No, it's too long. Service error for Faith Wendell. Service error number 6 for the Lady Indians. Now back to serve for Coldwater. Morgan Blassingame on the side out. Good serve. Grace Guggenbiller dinks it over. Coldwater on the set. A battle at the net. Coldwater still has it. Back over to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Faith, or for Whitley Rammel. Rammel, a deep hit. She had to be 20 feet behind the net and still got the kill. Kill for Whitley Rammel. Side out Fort Recovery. 11-8. Lady Indians lead by 3. And here's Marissa Garkey back to serve for Fort Recovery. We're in the second set. Fort Recovery lost the first set, 25-17 to Coldwater. Ace serve for Marissa Garkey. Her second ace of the night. And now Coldwater calls timeout. Timeout, Lady Cavs. We'll be back in a minute. It's Fort Recovery 12, Coldwater 8.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Kalp Pharmacy can help you live your life in your home with our new home safety program. Our certified aging-in-place specialists can provide a needs assessment, and we install ramps, grab bars, bathroom stability aids. So to learn more, visit www.kalppharmacy.com/home safety. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart. Taking the time to listen and care.
So the situation is it's 12-8 Fort Recovery. Leading by 4 here in this second set after losing the first set, 25-17. Marissa Garkey back to serve again. She just had her second ace of the night a moment ago. Here it comes. It's too long. Service error. 7 service errors now for Fort Recovery, which equals the 7 service errors for Coldwater. I'm sure neither team is happy with that statistic. Here's a serve by Annalise Harlemertz. Good serve. Hit back by Grace Guggenbiller. Here's Blassing game, passing to the net, free-balling it over, and Fort Recovery cannot make the return. Marissa Garkey was able to dig it out on the slide, so to speak, but couldn't get it over. Service point for Annalise Harlemert. Another good serve. Rammel will set for Mara Pearson. Pearson hits it over. Here's the set for Coldwater. The dink over. Rammel saves it. Wendell. Marissa Garkey, deep hit back over to Coldwater. Coldwater will hit it back to Fort Recovery. Rammel, here's the dink over by Guggenbiller, got the kill. Rammel to Wendell, and Wendell set for Guggenbiller, who got the kill on the play. Number 4 for her on the night. It's 13-10, side out Lady Indians. Here's Grace Guggenbiller serving. Coldwater on the set. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery, played by the Lady Indians. A battle at the net. And there waiting on it at the net was Madison Wendell, and she gets a kill. Fort Recovery hit that. When they passed to the net, they hit that too close to the top of the net, and Wendell was just waiting on it and slammed it down on the Fort Recovery side. Side out, Coldwater now. Serving now is Spencer Etzler. Good serve, and an ace serve for Etzler. Fort Recovery could not return it. Spencer Etzler is only a freshman on this team. They have two really nice freshmen, Etzler and Blassing game. Etzler serves again. This time it's a service error into the nets. Tegan Fortkamp goes back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Side out, Lady Indians. Lady Indians lead 14-12, but Coldwater just keeps inching closer and closer and closer. Here's Tegan Fortkamp's serve. Good one. Dug out by the back line. Here's the set. Here's the smash by the outside hitter played by Aubrey Kanapke. There's Mara Pearson, going to be called for a double hit. Point Coldwater. Side out Coldwater. Now here's Madison Wendell going back to serve for the Lady Cavaliers, and now it's 14-13. Fort Recovery leads by one. Aubrey Kanapke to Fortkamp. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel, who mashes it down past Madison Wendell. Whitley Rammel on her kill. That's number 2-4. Six kills on the night now for Whitley. Now it's Audra Bupp going back to serve for the Lady Indians. This is probably like her third time serving tonight. Good serve. Set at the net. Back over to Fort Recovery, and getting the kill there for the Lady Cavs was Riley Rissmiller, her fourth kill of the night. 15-14 score now. Fort Recovery hanging on to a one-point lead. Here is serving Annalise Harlemert. Good serve. And Fort Recovery going to call an illegal hit on Fort Recovery. Give Harlemert. No, I'm correct myself. It's Candace Blockberger serving. Give Blockberger a service point. Blockberger serving to Aubrey Kanapke. There's the smash by Marissa Garkey. What a hit, but Coldwater plays it back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke will set for Marissa Garkey on the hit and hits it through the block of Coldwater, trying to block it there. Annalise Harlemert and Morgan Blassingame, and it's a kill for Fort Recovery. Back to serve now is Whitley Rammel. Side out Lady Indians leading 16-15. Good serve. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Marissa Garkey, a smash. Garkey hits it back over. And Coldwater got the kill. No, it's out of bounds. It went out of bounds as the ball went on the other side of the antenna. So Fort Recovery gets the service point. 17-15. Lady Indians lead by two now. Ace serve for Whitley Rammel. That is her third ace serve of the night. Whitley's been on recently in her service, doing a very nice job. Fort Recovery leads by three, 18-15. Trying to tie this match up at one set apiece. And there's a service error by Whitley. I should have spoken about her good serves, because that was out of bounds. Over the end line. Now here is Jenna Liger serving for Coldwater. It's a good serve dug out by Whitley Rammel to the net. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Marissa Garkey, and Garkey got the kill. That is her second kill of the evening. It's 19-16. Side out Fort Recovery. Here comes Faith Wendell in to serve for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery has a little run here. It's going to be tough to catch him. Good serve by Faith Wendell. Deep hit by Coldwater and through the block and got the kill. Nice job by Madison Wendell. She was about 20 feet behind the net there and hit that right through the Fort Recovery block. And now back to serve for Coldwater is Morgan Blassingame. Lassen game served to Whitley Rammel to Faith Wendell, who will set for Teagan Forkamp, blocked by Coldwater. Marissa Garkey free balls it back to Coldwater. Here's the set. The smash. And the kill. Just barely in. Spencer Etzler gets her third kill of the evening. And back to serve again is Morgan Blasingame. Blasingame has two ace serves tonight. Good serve there. Faith Wendell will set for Teagan Forkamp. Dinks it over. Coldwater quickly back to Fort Recovery on the second hit. And Fort Recovery could not play it. Sorry I didn't catch who that was for Coldwater. But it's 19-19. We're all tied up now. And Coldwater still has the serve. Morgan Blasingame serving again. Dug out by Bupp to Faith Wendell. Here's Teagan Forkamp hitting it over. There's a smash by Coldwater back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Grace Guggenbiller, played by Coldwater back to Fort Recovery. Here's the dink back over by Grace Guggenbiller, and she gets a kill. Actually, it wasn't a dink. She hit that over the head of most of the Lady Cavs and got the kill. It was not a solid spike, but it was a placement kill. And it's 20-19. Fort Recovery leads again by one. Here's Marissa Garkey serving. Good serve to the net. Here's the set. The hit by Coldwater, and it's out. Spencer Etzler just barely missed that. Point Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey picks up another service point. She will go back to serve again. It's 21-19. Boy, a point here would look really nice. Give Fort Recovery a 22-19 lead. Serve is good. Dug out by Ligers. Here's the dink over for Coldwater, played by Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. A block, played by Fort Recovery. Wendell sets for Whitley Rammel. She hits it on a smash back to Fort Recovery. Wendell for Mara Pearson, and Mara Pearson hits it through the Coldwater block and got the kill. Her second kill of the evening. And it's 22-19. Fort Recovery leads by three, and Coldwater calls another timeout. We're in the second set. Fort Recovery lost the first set, 25-17. Lady Indians lead here in the second set, 22-19.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, timeout is over. We're set to go again. Fort Recovery leading 22-19. Continuing the serve is Marissa Garkey. 5'10 senior for this Lady Indian team. She's had a nice match tonight. This would make it 23-19 if she could get this point. Good serve. Here's a hit to the net, back over to Fort Recovery, and out of bounds. Grace Guggenbiller misplaced that, mishit that. Side out Coldwater, so it's 22-20. Coldwater has another opportunity here. Here's the serve by the Lady Cavs, dug out by Marissa Garkey. Whitley Rammel, a deep hit, played by Coldwater at the net. They're going to call a hitting error on Coldwater. It's going to give a point to Fort Recovery. Carried the ball there, so Grace Guggenbiller goes back to serve. It's 23-20. Lady Indians by three. Here's the set. The outside hit. Garkey to Wendell. Wendell will set for Mara Pearson, and she got the kill. Mara Pearson with the kill. That was deflected by Coldwater and then went out of bounds. Mara's third kill, and here we go with set point. 24-20. Grace Guggenbiller serves again. And it's almost an ace, but played by Fort Recovery. Played by Coldwater back to Fort Recovery. Here's Whitley Rammel free-balling it back to Coldwater. Get back to Fort Recovery. Guggenbiller will set. Here's the battle at the net and a block by Coldwater's Riley Rissmiller. That gives one last gasp for Coldwater. 24-21. Here's the serve by Spencer Etzler. Good serve. Here's a smash by Whitley Ramel. Got the kill, and that is the set. 25-21. Fort Recovery wins set number two. That means we're going to go at least four sets tonight. Each team has won one set. Fort Recovery winning this one 25-21. And Coldwater won the first set 25-17. We'll be back with the third set coming up right after this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Little Susie brought in a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked, what was in it?
A turkey.
Let's see it. So Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein and it helps keep me focused.
There you go, folks. Eat turkey every day to stay in focus and enjoy. It is delicious.
Get your Cooper Farms smoked turkey deli meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist provides mask fittings and assists patients from setup, operation, and maintenance for a smooth transition. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. So to learn more, go to www.kalppharmacy.com or call 800-686-2314 for information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Okay, we're about set for the third set tonight. We're going to have at least four. Each team has won a set here this evening. Again, the Lady Cavaliers won the first set, 25-17. Fort Recovery won the second set, 25-21, holding off the Cavaliers for the win. Service errors have been a problem tonight. 9 for Fort Recovery, 8 for Fort Recovery, and also 8 for the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. But I guess that kind of equals out with each team having 8 service errors, but still, just imagine if you could have held that down to 1 or 2 errors instead of 8, you'd have a big advantage. Here's Grace Guggenbiller serving first for Fort Recovery. Hit back to Lady Indians. Wendell will set for Rammel, who's hit his block. Back to Fort Recovery, now back to Coldwater. Here's a hit by Etzler. Fort Recovery plays it. Mara Pearson hits it out of bounds on the cross-court hit. Hitting error for Fort Recovery. Point Coldwater, it's 1-0. Lady Cavs have side outs. Back to serve for Coldwater, the freshman, Spencer Etzler. Excellent serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Garkey will set for Whitley Ramel, and Ramel hits it out of bounds. Point Coldwater. 2-0. Lady Cavs lead by two here, and Etzler will serve again. She's serving from on the right side. Here's the serve dug out by Garkey to Wendell. Teagan Forkamp just has to free ball it over. Coldwater has to free ball it over. Back to Fort Recovery. Garkey to Wendell to Garkey. Block at the net. Played by Fort Recovery. Oh! Whitley Rammel dug it out, but there was nobody there to get it. Falls on the floor. Untouched by Fort Recovery. A little mental mistake there on the Lady Indians. Etzler will serve again. Good serve there again. And here's a kill for Coldwater. Not sure who that was. I missed that. But it's another service point for Etzler. And it's 4-0 here. Coldwater with the early lead in this third set. Etzler serves. Spencer Etzler to Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel back to Coldwater. Here's the set for the Cavs. Hitting it back over on the second hit was Coldwater. Wendell sets for Pearson, and Pearson hits it out of bounds. Hitting error for Mara Pearson. Point, Lady Cavs. Fort Recovery calls timeout. Cavaliers off to a 5-0 start as Spencer Etzler on quite a run here on service points.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, let's see if Fort Recovery's timeout's going to bother Spencer Etzler any here. Two nice freshmen on this Coldwater team, Spencer Etzler and Morgan Blassingame. Future looks bright for the Lady Cavaliers, and they're 14-2 this year. Good serve, Mara Pearson to Faith Wendell. Teagan Fortkamp back to Coldwater. Here's the set for the Lady Cavaliers. The smash and the kill. Riley Rissmiller with the kill and give another service point for Spencer Etzler. I think she's had 5 in a row now. The score is 6-0. Coldwater on top. Etzler bounces the ball. Here comes the serve. Dug out by Kanapke, waiting on it at the net and hitting it back at Fort Recovery's throat and getting the kill was Madison Wendell. Another service point for Spencer Etzler. She's had 6 in a row. She will serve again. Good serve dug out by, well, trying to dig it out was Marissa Garkey. She couldn't do it. It's a service ace for Spencer Etzler. She's served 7 in a row now. Spencer Etzler will go again. It's 8-0. Coldwater on top. Good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey. Faith Wendell back to Coldwater. And Faith Wendell finally breaks the string as Faith Wendell got the kill. Now going back to serve for Fort Recovery is Teagan Fortkamp. Fortkamp's serve is dug out by Coldwater. Here's the set at the net. They hit back to Fort Recovery. Fortkamp to Kanapke. Here's Mara Pearson on the hit. They should have let that go. Played by Coldwater. Here's the outside hit. A block by Whitley Rammel and got the kill. Whitley Rammel with her first official block of the night. And Teagan Fortkamp picks up a service point. And it's 8-2. Lady Indians with 2 straight points here. And a service error for Teagan Fortkamp into the net. Service error number 9 on the night tonight. Back to serve for Coldwater's Madison Wendell. She's only a sophomore. Wendell's hit is a good one, dug out by Kanapke to Tegan Fortkamp. A smash by Whitley Rammel, and she got the kill. It was blocked by Coldwater, but the block went out of bounds, so Whitley Rammel gets the kill. Here's Audra Kanapke back to, let's try that again, Audra Bupp back to serve for Fort Recovery. Good serve by Audra. At the net for Coldwater, the smash. Blocked by Whitley Rammel. Riley Rissmiller tried to hit it over, but Whitley Rammel's there for the block. And Audra Bupp picks up her third service point of the night. And it's 9-4. Lady Indians trying to make a comeback here. Good serve. Here's the set for Coldwater. They hit back to Fort Recovery. Ligers back over. Here's Whitley Rammel. She could not get it by the block of Riley Rissmiller. So Rissmiller picks up a block. That ends the serve for Tegan Fortkamp. And going back to serve now for Coldwater is Candace Blockberger. Blockberger's serve is a good one, dug out by Aubrey Kanapke to Tegan Fortkamp. Here's Marissa Garkey hitting it into the net. Hitting error for Marissa Garkey. Point for Blockberger. She has five service points on the evening now. It's 11-4. Coldwater leading here in the third set. We have a tie, one set apiece here. Good serve. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Whitley Rammel, and Whitley a cross-court hit, which smashes down on this side of the boundary line, on the good side of the boundary line for Fort Recovery. Give Whitley Rammel another kill. That is kill number 7, 8, 9 now for Whitley Rammel this evening. She'll serve now. Good serve dug out by Coldwater. Here's the set, the smash. And looks like a kill for Coldwater's Jenna Ligers. Annalise Harlemert is their fine setter, and she's been racking up the assist here this evening. Here's Ligers on the serve. Whitley Rammel digs it out. Fortkamp to Marissa Garkey, blocked by Coldwater, played by Fort Recovery. A hit by Whitley Rammel into the net, hitting error for Rammel, point for Coldwater. Jenna Ligers picks up a service point. She'll serve again. It's now 13-5. Lady Cavs lead pretty comfortably here. Lead by 8 in this third set. Good serve. Fortkamp to Grace Guggenbiller. Back to Coldwater. Here's Harlemert setting. Back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Grace Guggenbiller. And Grace gets the kill. And for Grace tonight, that is kill number 6 for her. 13-6, back to serve now for the Lady Indians is Faith Wendell. It is too long, service error. Service error number 10. Now here's Morgan Blasingame, one of the freshmen going back to serve for the Lady Cavaliers. They lead 14-6, dug out by Whitley Rammel. Garkey will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Miss hit it into the net. Point Cavaliers. Service point for Blasingame. And Fort Recovery coach Travis Guggenbiller says, I've seen enough. 15-6. Lady Indians trailing by 9 here in the third set after we have a tie score for the match. One set apiece. We'll be back in a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
We are high atop the palace here at Coldwater, up on the top row in the press row. Always a good vantage point to broadcast a game or match here. Continuing to serve is going to be Morgan Blasingame. This serve is dug out by Whitley Rammel to Faith Wendell, who will set nicely for Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller on the spike, played by Coldwater. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery, saved by Rammel. Waiting on it at the net, though, was Spencer Etzler, and she picks up the kill. That is her fourth kill of the evening. And another service point there for Blasingame. Good serve here again. Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey on the hit. Coldwater free balls it back. Wendell will set for Guggenbiller on the outside hitting position to the right. Coldwater plays it. Here's the set for Whitley Rammel. Rammel free balls it over. And we got a hitting error called on Coldwater. Double hit. That's going to give the point to Fort Recovery. And going back to serve now is Marissa Garkey. That makes it 16-7. Fort Recovery still trails by 9 points here. Garkey's serve is good. Ace serve, as a matter of fact, right in front of Aubrey Kester, and Kester could not play it. Ace serve for Marissa Garkey. That is her third ace of the night. How about that? 16-8. Lady Indians down by 8. Garkey serves again. This time it's another ace serve. This time it was off the fist, I believe, of Jenna Ligers. 2 ace serves in a row. Here's Marissa Garkey serving again. No ace serve there. That was too long. Another service error. Service error number 11 for Fort Recovery tonight. Side out Coldwater. It's Harlemert serving. Good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey. Wendell will set for the outside hitter, who is Mara Pearson. Coldwater gets it back to Fort Recovery. Pearson hits it back over to Coldwater. Back over to Fort Recovery. And there's a kill for Spencer Etzler from the outside hitting position. Kill number 5 for her. Service point for Annalise Harlemert. Harlemert will serve again. And this is too long service error. Service error number 9 on Coldwater, and Fort Recovery's Grace Guggenbiller will go back to serve. Lady Indians trailing by 8, 18-10. Good serve. Harlemert will set. Back to Fort Recovery. Garkey to Wendell. Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. Hits it back to Coldwater. Here's Etzler back over to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel and a block by Coldwater. I think they're going to say Riley Rissmiller had the block there. And it's 19-10. Rissmiller is 6-4, so it's easy for her to get those blocks. Here is Etzler back to serve. Spencer Etzler, good serve. And block at the net. Whitley Rammel back to Coldwater, and then waiting on it there at the middle hitting position was Madison Wendell, who rammed it down Fort Recovery's throat for a kill. Side out Cavaliers. It's 20-10. Spencer Etzler serving. And service error for Spencer Etzler. Too long. That's number 10 on the night for Coldwater. Tegan Fortkamp will serve now for Fort Recovery, trailing 20-11 here in the third set. We are tied at one set apiece. Good serve. Hitting it back over to Fort Recovery was Riley Rissmiller. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey hits it to Coldwater. And Coldwater misplays that and cannot get it back to Fort Recovery. Point Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp back to serve again. 20-12 now. Jump serve is out of bounds. Another service error for Fort Recovery, number 12 for the Lady Indians. That makes it 21-12. And now going back to service, Madison Wendell for Coldwater. Her serve is good. Guggenbiller to Tegan Fortkamp, who sets for Whitley Rammel. Nice job by Coldwater playing that tough spike. Now here's Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson back to Coldwater. Here's the set by Harlemerts. A dink over is a little short by Jenna Liger. She couldn't get it over the net. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Side out Fort Recovery now, and Audra Bupp will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. It's 21-13. It's pretty much now or never for Fort Recovery. If they're going to make a run in this set, they need to do it now. 21-13 score. Coldwater leading here in this third set. Here's the dink over by Rissmiller. She got, Fort Recovery saved it, kept it alive. Back to Coldwater. Harlemert will set for Rissmiller. Rissmiller smashes it down in front of Audra Bupp for the kill. So for Rissmiller tonight, she has a total of 6 kills on the evening. And now going back to serve for Coldwater's Candace Blockberger with a 22-13 score. And I think you can rack this set up in the Coldwater column. Good serve. Tegan Fortkamp to Whitley Rammel. Rammel back to Coldwater, but out of bounds. Hit it over the sideline. Another point for Coldwater. Blockberger serves again. 23-13 now. Coldwater leads by 10. And service error into the net for a Blockberger. Giving Fort Recovery one more chance. But it's pretty slim. Whitley Rammel will serve. We trail by 9, 23-14. Rammel's serve is good, or is it? No, they say it's out of bounds. Service error. And now it's 24-14. Here's set point for Jenna Ligers for Coldwater. Coldwater Lady Cavs leading here comfortably. Good serve dug out by Whitley Rammel, and not quite. She couldn't handle it. Ace serve for Jenna Ligers, and that ends that set, 25-14. Coldwater now leads 2-1 over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, and Coldwater pretty much handled that one fairly easily. We'll be back with the fourth set coming up. Fort Recovery has to win this one or they go home. We'll be back in a moment.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist provides mask fittings and assists patients from setup, operation, and maintenance for a smooth transition. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. So to learn more, go to www.kalppharmacy.com or call 800-686-2314 for information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Coldwater, good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna and all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart, would like to wish the Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's volleyball match, a big MAC conference matchup with the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. Again, currently both teams are 3-2 in the MAC, which is a tie for third place, along with St. Henry's also 3-2. But somebody's going to go away 3-3 tonight, and somebody's going to go away 4-3, or I should say 4-2 tonight after this matchup here with Coldwater and Fort Recovery. Rob Weaver here. Eric Catterley's our studio producer. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. Tomorrow night, Fort Recovery plays at Marion Local in high school football. And you can hear that match, that matchup on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We're also being heard on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight as well. Neil Spencer, the studio producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com, and Eric Catterley is our studio producer back at the radio station in Portland. Jay County tomorrow night will be at South Adams. We'll have that game on all three of our stations tomorrow night. Here's Whitley Ramel on a dig as Coldwater has the serve. Grace Guggenbiller on a hit, but hits it into the net. So point for Coldwater to start out here. Jenny Etzler, sorry about that, Spencer Etzler, back to serve, and it's a service error for Spencer. She hits it over the end line. So Spencer Etzler hits it over the end line. That makes it 1-1. We're all tied. Grace Guggenbiller will serve. Good serve. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell to Whitley Ramel. Back to Whitley Ramel, and Whitley mishit it. No? No, she didn't. She got the kill. Whitley Ramel with the kill. She got it on the Coldwater side of the net. Grace Guggenbiller picks up the service point. And there is a service error on Fort Recovery. Service error number 14 tonight. Well, that is just way too many service errors. Here is Jenna Liger serving now. No, correction. It's Madison Wendell serving now for Coldwater. Tegan Fortkamp got the kill from the outside hitting position on the right side for Fort Recovery. Fortkamp with her first kill of the night. And it's 3-2, Fort Recovery with a one-point lead. Fortkamp now back to serve. Dug out by Coldwater. Etzler hits it back to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by Whitley Ramel, and it's a block by Rissmiller. Riley Rissmiller with her fourth block of the evening. That makes it 3-3. We're all tied up, and going back to serve for Coldwater is Candace Blockberger. Candace has six service points on the night, including an ace. Good serve there. Whitley Ramel back to Coldwater. Harlemert will set for the outside hitter, and they're saying it is out of bounds. Jenna Ligers was that hitter, but they say she hit the antenna, apparently. So Fort Recovery picks up the points. 4-3, and here is Audra Bupp going back to serve now for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Audra's serve is good. And Coldwater's just going to have to free ball this one back over, back to Fort Recovery. Here's Fortkamp setting for Marissa Garkey. Garkey hits it over. Coldwater in trouble. And they're going to call illegal hit on Coldwater. So give Audra Bupp a service point. That is her fourth service point of the evening, including one ace. It's 5-3. Lady Indians lead by two. Dug out by Coldwater back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke to Whitley Ramel. Smash and got the kill. Ramel hit it right at Aubrey Kester, and Kester could not play it and give Ramel another kill. Kill number 11 for Whitley Ramel. Audra Buck picks up another service point, and Fort Recovery leads 6-3. Here's Buff's next serve. It is ace. Oh, my goodness. The linesman called that out. I cannot believe it. Oh, well, it's the way it goes sometimes. Looks like that was in to me. So it's a service error, actually. Service error number 15 for Fort Recovery tonight. And here is Marissa Garkey getting the side out right back as Marissa Garkey rams it home for a kill for Fort Recovery. Kill number 3 for Marissa, and here's Whitley Rammel serving for Fort Recovery, and she has a service error. Service error number 16 tonight. Goodness gracious. Back to serve now is Morgan Blassingame for Coldwater. It's a good serve, and it's an ace serve off the fist of Audra Bupp. So an ace serve for Morgan Blassingame, and that is her third ace serve of the evening. She will serve again, and Fort Recovery leads by 1-7-6. Good serve there. Bupp will dig it out to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp will set for Grace Guggenbiller. Now hitting it back over is Harlemert on the second hit, and she surprised the Lady Indians and got the kill. Annalise Harlemert picks up her first kill of the night. Continuing to serve is Morgan Blassingame. It's tied up at 7-7. Whitley Rammel to Marissa Garkey. Now Tegan Fortkamp just free balls it over. Here's Coldwater on the set, the smash, and Riss Miller gets the kill from the outside hitting position on the left side. And for her, that is 2, 4, 6, 7 kills now for Riss Miller. Here's the serve for Morgan Blassingame, and Fort Recovery hits it back to Coldwater, and it goes off of the Lady Cavs. They cannot play it, and Coldwater picks up the point and the side out. Faith Wendell will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. We are tied at 8-8 here in the fourth set. Coldwater leads 2-1. There's a hit back to Fort Recovery. It's too long. Hitting error for Madison Wendell, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. Faith Wendell is serving now, by the way, for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Set for Coldwater. Riss Miller on the hit and got the kill. That went off of Marissa Garkey and out of bounds. Riss Miller with kill number 8 for her. And continuing to serve here. Or serving now, I should say. Side out, Coldwater. I think that's Blockberger. No, it's Harlemert. Harlemert will serve. Good serve. Whitley Rammel back to Coldwater. Sets. And a kill for Coldwater from the middle hitting position. Madison Wendell. That is her 6th kill of the night. Coldwater just so much more aggressive here than Fort Recovery this evening. 10-9, Coldwater leads by 1 here in the 4th set. Harlemert will serve again. Good serve. Whitley Rammel back to Coldwater. Harlemert will set. Here's the dink over. Fort Recovery back to Coldwater. Battle at the net. And free ball over by Fortkamp. Here's Harlemert setting for Riss Miller, and Riss Miller hits it out of bounds. Side out, Fort Recovery. Riley Riss Miller, only a junior, hits it out of bounds. What a young team they are. They only have 3 seniors on this team. Two freshmen play a lot. Here's Marissa Garkey serving now. Good serve. Harlemert or set. And is that a kill? Yes, right on the corner for Madison Wendell. Kill number 7 for Madison Wendell. Side out, Coldwater. Coldwater leads 11-10. Coldwater wins this set. We're done. As Coldwater leads 2-1. Good serve. Fort Recovery can't get to it. Faith Wendell and Marissa Garkey ran into each other and unfortunately could not make the return. Serving, by the way, is Spencer Etzler. Good serve dug out by Whitley Rammel. Wendell will set for Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller hits it through the block. Here's the set for Coldwater. Smash back. A block by Fort Recovery, but it's out of bounds. I believe that was Jenna Ligers with the kill. And another service point for Spencer Etzler. Etzler will serve again. Good serve dug out by Whitley Rammel. Faith Wendell will set for Rammel. Rammel hits it back and got the kill, I think. Yep. Whitley Rammel with the kill. Number 12 for Whitley tonight. Grace Guggenbiller now will serve on side out. Fort Recovery down by 2, 13-11. Good serve by Guggenbiller. Harlemert will set once again for Rissmiller. Rissmiller hitting, played by Guggenbiller. Here's Whitley Rammel dinking it over and got the kill. Whitley Rammel with the kill. Guggenbiller back serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve, dug out by Etzler. Here's the set and the smash. And Fort Recovery had the block, but it went out of bounds. I'm pretty sure that was Ligers who got the kill there. Coldwater serving. Here's Madison Wendell. Good serve. Fort Recovery just going to have to free ball it back. Whitley Rammel does so. Coldwater with the set. Here's the hit by Ligers. A block by Whitley Rammel, and it's in this time, and Whitley Rammel got the kill. Kill number 14 for Whitley Rammel, and it's 14-13. Fort Recovery ekes back to within one. Tegan Fortkamp now serving for Fort Recovery. It's a let serve played by Coldwater. Harlemert will set for Wiss Miller. A block by Fort Recovery's Whitley Rammel. So Whitley Rammel picks up the block. And Tegan Fortkamp will serve again. Good serve, dug out by Coldwater. Harlemert will set for Ligers. Ligers back to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by Mara Pearson. Coldwater back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set. Garkey a deep hit, but can't hit it over the net. She was standing about 20 feet back there and mishit it. Side out for Coldwater as Candace Blockberger will go back to serve as Coldwater leads by 1, 15-14. Fort Recovery must win this set to keep this going. Kanapke to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp will set for Whitley Rammel. Rammel gets the kill. Kill number 15 now for Whitley Rammel. She's racking them up here. Here's Audra Bupp going back to serve for the Lady Indians. It is a good serve dug out by Coldwater. Harlemert will set again. Here's the smash by Blasingame. Smash by Marissa Garkey to Coldwater. Dink over to Fort Recovery. Fortkamp sets for Whitley Rammel. Coldwater plays the hit. Battle at the net. Harlemert hits it over and got the kill. Annalise Harlemert gets her second kill of the evening. That makes it 16-15. Back to serve now is Jenna Ligers for Coldwater. Coldwater 14-2 on the year. Fort Recovery 7-6. Both teams, though, are 3-2 in the MAC Conference. Here's Tegan Fortkamp setting for Marissa Garkey. Block at the net, played by Fort Recovery. Rammel saves it. Kanapke free balls it over. Here's Coldwater on the set and the hit back over by Blasingame. Here's Marissa Garkey on the hit, and it's too long over the sideline. Marissa Garkey smashed too long. Timeout Fort Recovery. The score is Coldwater 17 and Fort Recovery 15. We're in the fourth set. Coldwater leads 2-1.
mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
At the Palace in Coldwater, Ohio, I'm Rob Weaver. Along with our studio producers, Eric Catterly at the radio station and Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here we go with the serve for Ligers. It's a service error into the net for Jenna Ligers. That's their 12th service error of the night, but Fort Recovery has 16 service errors on the night. Whitley Rammel serving now. 1 point margin here. 17-16. Coldwater leading. It's too long for Whitley Rammel. Another service error for the Lady Indians. Number 17 on the night. Morgan Blassingame will now serve for Coldwater. Good serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortcamp to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller on the hit over. Harlemert hits it back over to Fort Recovery on the second hit and got the kill. Harlemert with the kill. Kill number three for her. Side out for Coldwater. And here is Morgan Blassingame, one of the freshmen, going back to serve now for Coldwater as they lead 19-16. This is a very crucial part of this set here for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Marissa Garkey hits it back over, but hits it out of bounds over the end line. Hitting error for Marissa Garkey. Now 20-16. Fort Recovery down by four. Timeout again for Coach Guggenbiller of Fort Recovery. Will return after this.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, Fort Recovery won the JV match tonight, 25-18, 25-13. Fort Recovery lost the first set, 25-17. Came back and won the second set, 25-21, to tie it up at one set apiece. Lost the third set, 25-14. And trailing here, 20-16 in this fourth set. But there's Grace Guggenbiller on a smash. Guggenbiller gets a kill. That makes it 20-17. Keep Fort Recovery's hopes alive here. Faith Wendell goes back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Trailing by three. Good serve. Dug out by Coldwater. Harlemert will set again. And there's another kill for Spencer Etzler. That is her sixth kill of the evening. Harlemert will serve for Coldwater. Wendell. Garkey has it blocked, and Fort Recovery cannot make the return point. Coldwater. It's now 22-17. Things looking a little gloomy here for Fort Recovery. Harlemert serving, dug out by Garkey. Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel and got the kill right at Blassingame, and Blassingame couldn't play that. That is kill number 16 for Whitley Rammel tonight. She leads everybody in kills. Marissa Garkey now serving for Fort Recovery. Side out, 22-18. Indians need a run here right now. Can't wait. Harlemert will set. There's a deep hit and a kill for Coldwater's Madison Wendell. Harlemert gets another assist. Kill number 8 for Madison Wendell. And here goes Spencer Etzler back to serve for Coldwater. 23-18, Coldwater by 5, on the verge of putting this match away. Good serve by Etzler. Garkey a deep hit back to Coldwater and got the kill. Garkey with a kill. That will stop the Etzler serving. And here's Guggenbiller back to serve now for Fort Recovery. 23-19. Lady Indians need a run right here, right now. Harlemert will set. Outside hit by Liger. She got the kill. Ligers with another kill. And here we go with the match point. Madison Wendell serving for Coldwater, 24-19. Wendell bounces the ball. Here it comes. Match point. Played by Kanapke. Faith Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. She got the kill. Kill number 17 on the night for Whitley Rammel. 24-20. This is the last gasp for Fort Recovery. They have to have a run here. Tegan Fortkamp goes back to serve. Here's the serve. Good serve. Dug out by Madison Wendell at the net. And the kill. 25-20. Getting the final kill was Morgan Blassingame. And Coldwater wins the match, winning the last set 25-20, winning 3-1 over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll wrap it up right after we pause for this.
Little Susie bought on a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked, what was in it?
A turkey.
Let's see it. So Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein and it helps keep me focused.
There you go, folks. Eat turkey every day to stay in focus and enjoy. It is delicious.
Get your Cooper Farms smoked turkey deli meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Don't let the flu bug keep you and your family from staying healthy. As flu season gets underway, Kalp Pharmacy can help you prepare for this flu season. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines, and Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 to schedule your flu vaccine appointment or just stop in. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, let's take a look at the unofficial stats that we have for you tonight for Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel again led the way in the hitting for Fort Recovery with 17 kills tonight. She had three blocks, six service points, including three aces. Again, 17 kills for Whitley Rammel. Grace Guggenbiller had seven kills, four service points, and one ace. Faith Wendell had one kill and two service points. It was Tegan Fortkamp with one kill, three service points. Mara Pearson had three kills on the night. Marissa Garkey with four kills, eight service points, including four aces for Marissa Garkey. Audra Bupp had a total of five service points, including one ace. For the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers, I think I have most of them wrapped up here. Madison Wendell had eight kills and two service points. Spencer Etzler with six kills, 11 service points, and two aces for Coldwater.
Aubrey Kester had one service point. Kendra Clooney had a kill. Riley Rissmiller had 8 kills and 4 blocks. Jenna Ligers had 7 kills, 10 service points, including 3 aces. It was Candace Blockberger with 6 service points, including 1 ace. Morgan Blassingame had 5 kills for Morgan, and she had a whole bunch of service points. 9 service points for Morgan Blassingame. And among those 9, she had 3 kills, or I should say 3 aces, I should say, on the night. So 5 kills for Blassingame, 9 service points, including 3 aces. And then Annalise Harlemert had a whole bunch of assists to lead her team in assists. She also had 3 kills and ended up the night with 6 service points on the evening for Annalise Harlemert. So Coldwater goes to 15-2 on the year with the win. Fort Recovery drops to 7-7 on the year. Fort Recovery now 3-3 in the MAC conference. We drop out of third place. Coldwater solidifies their third place standing. They are 4-2 in the MAC. Again, it was Coldwater winning the first set 25-17. Fort Recovery winning the second set 25-21. And Fort Recovery won that second set 25-21. Coldwater winning the last two 25-14, 25-20. They win 3 sets to 1. Again, the JV went to Fort Recovery 25-18, 25-13. It's going to wrap it up for us tonight from the Palace at Coldwater High School. Thanks for listening. Congratulations to the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. They beat the Fort Recovery Lady Indians in high school volleyball tonight, 3-1.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.